Hi, I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill with this week's Checkup from the Neck Up. Dr. Neckup's Cleanup Pickup, or Getting the Life You Want in 2016. Well, dear listeners, a while back I was jogging, huff, huff, getting fitter, staying healthy, and listening to a radio psychologist talking about New Year's resolutions research. He found that if you have two groups of people with the same amount of motivation to change, those who did not make a resolution 6 months later were successful only about 4 to 5% of the time, whereas those who made a resolution were successful 44% of the time, about 10 times more often. Wow. Now, dear listeners, my office is a mess again. And believe me, it's not a sign of genius, as that favorite rationalization goes. Over the years, I've collected blobs of, quote, important stuff, but I haven't done the job of deciding still important, file, or toss. So now, again, there are tilting, sliding piles on the desk, on the chair, on the floor, and it's a pain because it takes time to find something. Arg! And I've been blabbing again about getting organized again, so when I heard my colleague, psychologist, talking about resolvers being 10 times more successful, I was inspired and resolved then and there again. Not even waiting for New Year's, because I'm ready. But no surprise here, it's not quite that simple. Research also shows some resolutions are more successful than others. How to design a good one? Well, think smart. S for specific, M for measurable, A for action-oriented, R for realistic, and T for timed. Smart. If you forget what it stands for, go to healthlinkonair.org and find Checkup from the Neck Up in the health topics. My resolution, for example, S specifically, was to get all the active project papers into 5, measure, measure, active folders, and to file or toss everything else, action, action. And I would move towards this goal by going through 10, measure, measure again, folders, or on a tight day, realistically, R, 10 papers every day. And because it's useful to set a start date when we feel ready, T for timed, and have time and energy, realistic again, I'm starting on my birthday in a few weeks, and to finish my cleanup pickup by New Year's 2016. Last tip, we're more successful if we aim for what we want, not what we don't want, but really want, enough to triumph over the frustration of changing. If it's not something we want, forget about it. For example, my kids want me to resolve not to sing in my Checkup from the Neck Ups anymore. Oh, I know, dear listeners. You'd be really sorry, just like me. And you know what? I don't want to do that resolution, so I'm not gonna. When old resolutions be forgot. I'm Dr. Elvis O'Neill. Thank you. Thank you very much. Elvis has left the building. I'm Dr. Rich O'Neill. Thanks for tuning in.